Remember all the talk about the Samoa Agreement? That's the pact between the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States and the European Union. There was quite a storm recently when several Caribbean countries expressed reservations about signing it, and Jamaica was one of them. Not anymore, though.
Jamaica signed off on the agreement on Thursday at the OACPS headquarters in Belgium. The agreement has been or had been the source of a recent controversy for having language affirming certain principles deemed incompatible with Jamaican laws on abortion rights and LGBT issues.
Jamaica's Foreign Affairs Minister Kamina Johnson-Smith.
So I'm trying to explain that this is actually a partnership. And what is negotiated and agreed is not negotiated and agreed in any way that will have provisions supersede our laws, our constitution, our norms. That's not how it operates.
Barbados has never had any reservations about signing the agreement. MP Sandra Husbands, who has been working on the agreement since the Barbados Labour Party came back to government in 2018, tells why.
So let's start first with how they've assigned resources. Africa has $25 billion. Then you have the Pacific and Asia with $10 billion. And then Latin America and the Caribbean with $4 billion. Now, what we did in our negotiations was to carve out 800 million euros for CARICOM, for the CARIFORUM countries, which will allow us to do things that are specific to us rather than be lost in the Latin American context. But we can still participate in joint projects within the Latin American arrangement. There are a number of areas that they have outlined that I believe there can be tremendous benefit from this agreement. One would be the area of inclusive, sustainable economic growth and development. Here, the focus is going to be on strengthening trade, economic transformation, resilience building, so that you diversify your economy and therefore create greater stability in the face of difficult circumstances. And what are some of the areas that they're looking at? They are looking for investment in a number of areas like green energy projects. They're also interested in helping our MSMEs. And therefore, they're looking at what are some of the things they can work with our government on in putting in place things that support the growth of our small businesses. So, for example, they will put money in CDB. CDB will lend to us or will give grant funding to us depending on the nature of the project. And so, for example, CDB is working with us on the establishment of a junior stock exchange. That is to allow our small businesses to be able to register on a stock exchange and be able to raise potential investment capital that can help them to grow so that they don't have to rely on loans. The CDB is also going to be assisting Barbados, for example, with the establishment of the collateral registry so that small businesses, instead of having to look for land and so on as collateral, they can actually use other things that they have, whether it is equipment, whether it is a crop, whether it is the intellectual capital, etc. These are things that are now being worked on through CDB. And part of the CDB funding would come from the support of the EU program, which will put money in there for specific purposes. So these are some of the things. One that I think is particularly important is in the area of the digital connectivity and creating digital jobs. If Barbadian people are to be in jobs that will allow them to earn well and will allow them to live a life of dignity, then we have to be able to attract investment in the areas where they're good paying jobs. But you have to have the skills in the population. So going together with the digital is also the effort to help with education and education transformation, giving access, for example, to their universities, to scholarships, etc., which they want us to be able to use so that we can build the capacity within the region. These are the ways in which you're going to be able to build the economy.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.